Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The first witness in the Trump hush money trial in New York explained to the jury Tuesday about how a news magazine can help kill a damaging story or scandal for someone. David Pecker once ran the National Enquirer and is accused of funneling payments through former President Trump's lawyer to kill a story about an alleged affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. This was just before the 2016 election that Trump won. Prosecutors say money was buried in illegal accounting practices and is the heart of the criminal case against Trump. Trump's defense team says there was no such scheme and that the porn actress is only grandstanding. Trump himself claims the trial is an effort to subvert his political campaign by tying him up in court all the time. USA's John Schaefer with more.
After the second day of testimony, former President Trump is challenging the legitimacy of his trial.
The case is a sham. It shouldn't need to be tried. It shouldn't have been submitted.
Trump alleges that the trial is orchestrated by President Biden to hinder him from campaigning.
A new report out of the State Department is blaming Israeli leaders and its military for creating a humanitarian crisis in the wake of the October 7th Hamas terror attack. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they're looking into things.
Rights abuses, you name it, we have processes within the department that are looking at incidents that have been raised.
Israel has stated it intends to complete its mission of rooting out and destroying Hamas. Congress just approved billions more in foreign aid spending for Israel as well, including weapons support. In the midst of tense protests, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was scheduled to speak at Columbia University Wednesday, the university telling students to go with hybrid remote learning for the remainder of the semester. Demonstrations have also been ongoing at the campus of NYU. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
U.S. prosecutors have charged four Iranians in connection with a hacking campaign aimed at American federal agencies and sensitive data from defense contractors. According to an indictment unsealed in the Southern District of New York, the targets included the U.S. State and Treasury Departments, along with over a dozen companies. The hacking occurred between 2016 and 2021 and impacted more than 200,000 devices containing sensitive or classified defense info. Political commentator Tucker Carlson is being blamed for stoking anti-Ukrainian sentiment against Western interests. That accusation from Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Tucker Carlson, who in my opinion ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin.
The Senate set to pass a sweeping foreign aid package that includes more than $60 billion in military assistance for Kyiv on a bipartisan basis. It's quite a rare reason, but it saved a Belgian man from a DUI charge. USA's John Schaefer.
a Belgian man suffering from auto-brewery syndrome, a rare condition causing his body to produce alcohol, is being acquitted of drunk driving. His lawyer told Reuters it's another unfortunate coincidence that her client does happen to work at a brewery. According to Belgian media, the judge noted that the defendant wasn't showing symptoms of intoxication.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Happy hump day to you. Bill Martinez here along with Rick Manning. Rick joins us now. Hey, Rick, you know, you got to love President Biden. You know, he's just... He's just a gackling gun of, you know, missteps and, you know, confusing statements. He doesn't know the difference between Haifa and Rafah, but yet he wants to have a say in the execution of the war there in Israel against Hamas. And then, of course, here in Florida, ginning up the abortion issue because they're so desperate. That's their COVID, you know, plank. I mean, that's what's going to help them, you know, make a difference, not policies, not what they've done for the last 3.5 years and how they've damaged the American people and the economy and our national security. But it's all going to be about Roe v. Wade. And he slips up and says that he says, folks, in a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. This is what Biden said during a stop here in Florida. He says, how many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
You know, it's he
said that we can't.
Yeah, I know. I know. He's a gas machine. And, you know, it's a but, you know, the amazing part about it is, you know, when you look at national polls, he's still, you know, pretty darn close to Trump. It's a, you know, you see some that show him dead even. You see some that show Trump 2-3 points ahead. You know, so that's a somebody out there is sitting there saying, I'm willing to pull a lever for Joe Biden. I don't know how you would justify that, but it's a truth.
Well, it's based on hatred, Rick. It's based on hatred. They've been conditioned to hate Trump. They've been told to hate Trump, and that's it. It doesn't matter. You know, the facts be damned. Trump is bad, and and Biden is the fair alternative.
I was looking at a poll yesterday, and it was the NBC News poll. And there's a lot of polls out there, and the NBC News poll is just one of many. But and it did a comparison on how Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was doing and what effect it had in the race. But the interesting part of it to me was that when you look at issue sets, Donald Trump is just clobbering Biden on virtually every issue, except for people think that Biden is more compassionate. And when you get down to it, you know, this election is going to come down to are people, you know, rational thought versus emotional. Are you, if you are emotional, you sit there and you say, I just don't like Donald Trump, so I can't vote for him. If you're rational, you say, my pocketbook can't stand Joe Biden, I just can't vote for him. And so that's the, you're going to have choices between, do you want unfettered immigration in the country or not? Do you want, you know, do you have, want somebody you trust on the economy or not? And those are the, when you get down to it, that's going to end up being the choice. And I believe in the battleground states where they pay a lot more attention than in states that, quite honestly, you know, your vote's going to, the one side or the other is going to win no matter what you do. Right. In battleground states where a lot of money is spent, I think the, you know, Biden is going to be depending on people to say, to vote on abortion and trying to get suburban women to vote on abortion, and Trump's going to try to get them to vote on the price of eggs. And we'll find out which one matters.
Right. Well, and, you know, the Democrats do a great job at moving the emotions. And the thing is, Rick, what's, you know, is astonishing to me is that I don't know why it doesn't translate on down the line, is that people will look and put the problems on Trump, or they'll just put the problem on Biden, particularly Biden, because what has happened in, you know, in America, these are Biden policies. This is the Democrat Party policies. I mean, the Democrats have voted lockstep with this mess that we're in, and why they are not subject, although some will be, but I think there should be such a wholesale mandate against Democrats and their policies, because they have walked lockstep and have done this to the American people. $35 trillion in debt. The average cost, another, what, $1,100 a month, you know, for what we've paid for previously. Right. And you didn't get anything for it. You're just paying more for this incompetence
more
that we're getting.
And then you're paying more.
Yeah,
more
exactly.
For the same stuff.
And then we get another judgment here. We find out there's another multi-million dollar judgment against the FBI because of the Larry Nassar incident. And there's a bunch of millions of dollars that is going to be paid by taxpayers because of the bureaucracy and the FBI. I mean, I'm sickened all the time. They always say, well, we have such great people in the FBI. I don't care about the great people. And what I care about is the people that are messing up, that are adding to the trillions of dollars of debt that we have, and the incompetence that we have, and the weaponization of our government, to the point that they're driving America to the streets, to where they're begging for a revolt, and that's what concerns
that's
me.
The
Go
scary
ahead.
Part. That's yeah. the scary part. I think one of the, when you sit there and you attack the election system and the, you know, you make it so, gee, we're trying to make it so one of the candidates isn't on the ballot in states across the country. When you're you're opposing basic voter identification laws to make certain that elections are fairly held and only people who are legally voting are voting. People who, as they become increasingly aware of that, they become increasingly concerned that, you know, wait a second, maybe the ballot box is not really something which matters. Mm-hmm. And when you have the attack on the integrity of the elections and attempt to make it so you have live ballots sitting there in stacks at apartment complexes and the like, which is what happened in 2022 and 2020. People find that out and they say, wait a second, the one person, one vote principle, is being violated here. And if they lose faith that the elections are fairly held, and at that point you have two choices, and neither is good. You either say, yeah, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to participate, or you get really bad, you say, you know, well, if that doesn't work, I've got to try something else. And that's when you end up with people fighting in the streets. And that's we have to avoid that at all costs. That is we have to restore this country in a way so it's recognizable. We can't allow us to devolve into two competing mobs that are fighting over territory.
And that's what they're doing. They're setting us up for that. See, the thing is, they have this tolerance issue. You know, there's a level of tolerance of cheating. You know, it's just supposedly it's calculated in the system. But the way it's going is that I think those tolerance levels are ridiculous because it violates, just as you said, the sanctity of the vote. I mean, either it's pure or it's not. And anything less than leaves it subject to corruption and manipulation. And this has, you know, gotten to the point where, you know, the Democrats don't even care anymore. They're not hiding it. They're just absolutely overt. And they're putting it in the people's face. And I think maybe the people will finally just say, hey, you know, hell no. And the Democrats will rue the day. We can only hope. More from Rick Manning on the other side. Stay
with us. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm Phil Hotzenplotter, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, is with us, and we were just talking off air. Yes, there needs to be a wholesale change, but you got to look at this. It's not going to happen just in 4 years, another 4 years of Trump. And Rick brings up an excellent point, and that is that it really is dependent on the quality of vice president that that President Trump, if he was to get elected, reelected, that who the vice president is, because that's where you would want it to go. You'd want these policies to continue on, because the battle, I mean, we didn't get here in 4 years. I mean, this has been going on for generations, and this is a generational battle, right, Rick?
Yeah, it is a generational battle. I'll give you a simple example. Robert Mueller became the head of the FBI in 2010, and he was, and since 2010, Obama being the president, Mueller being the head of FBI, the agency was transformed. It was transformed by personnel policy, which required for advancement, you had to spend years in the D.C. office, which then indoctrinated you what the D.C. office did. It told the people who were in the field, just doing the FBI work in the field, that you were capped out in terms of advancement because you, if you didn't want to go to D.C. And so they changed the personnel, that essentially the makeup of the personnel, the FBI, at the ground level, because everybody needed to go to D.C. to get promoted. So there was so they changed the nature of the FBI. Through personnel. You don't rechange the nature in 4 years. What you need is a significant timetable. If Trump gets the right VP who can win and carry on kind of the mission of transforming government, if for two additional terms, you get 12 years, you transform from inside the entire communities. You transform from the inside the FBI. Now, there's some things you can do to shock the system and begin the process very rapidly at the outset of a Trump administration. But we didn't get this problem in 4 years, and we're not going to get out of it in 4 years. We have to have systemic change, and that change has to happen from the personnel standpoint and from the regulatory standpoint that drives various things like capital markets. And that way, by doing that over a 12-year period, then you change. So not only is this about Donald Trump, it's about whoever he chooses as vice president being strong enough to carry forward that message so they could win two additional terms. And we can have 12 years of transformation. 12 years of transformation changes everything. And all the things we talk about, we worry about, at that point, they're being shifted away from the kind of the all-encompassing bureaucratic, regulatory state, administrative state, deep state, whatever you want to call it. And they get transformed back to a state, states having a lot more power, and individual freedoms being respected.
Amen. That's the deal. Exactly. Huge. Up. Right, because look what happened. I mean, here we got all the pomp and circumstance. We've been yelling about it all week, Rick. After all the Capitol Hill hearings with the FBI and the FISA and all this stuff. And then what happens at the end of the day? They go ahead, they renew it, and they put more teeth to FISA. They make it worse than what it was before they even started saying how bad it was. And we're somehow believing that Christopher Wray, even though it's been suggested that he misrepresented things, he's not being forthright in these hearings, being evasive, and we're going to once again allow the FBI to have a powerful instrument like FISA and encroach on our Fourth Amendment right. I mean, it's like, what, did nobody read even what the Fourth Amendment is all about?
Well, once again, the idea here is, and this is the kind of the way Congress gets manipulated. If you're told by the intel communities, if Christopher Wray stands up and says, red lights are flashing across America, okay, meaning that we've got terrorist threats across America, all over America. And if you don't reauthorize FISA and you don't cause FISA to be strengthened, we'll do it under the guise of reforming it. But if you don't make FISA allow it to continue, you put any restraints on FISA, and there's a terrorist attack, it's your fault, because that's the very simple threat that exists. And, so you sit there and you're a member of Congress, you're an expert in agriculture or something else. And so you're sitting there and you're told by the FBI and the intel people that if you put restraints on what they're doing, lots of your constituents could die in a terrorist attack. And you know that's very possible because you've seen the borders wide open for 4 years. You've seen 2 million gotaways who got in who we don't know what they're doing. You have CRISPR Ray saying there's red lights flashing everywhere, and you say, well, I don't want a terrorist attack. And, okay, so we'll renew this for 2 years, and then we'll be able to go back and Trump will be president, and maybe we'll be able to fix it then. And that's the mentality. That's what occurs, and it's a... and so it's coercive in many ways, the threat of a terrorist attack. And here's the real problem. When Christopher Wray says there's red lights flashing all over America, I'm not confident that red lights he's talking about the red lights you and I are talking about.
Right.
He's talking about, you know, since the FBI is the one who wants to investigate Catholic churches that have, that say, Latin mass, they want to investigate, you know, every gun club in America as a potential militia. At that point, you're looking at, you know, those are the red lights they are likely seeing flashing, not the red lights that are actually the real red light.
The terrorists coming in to our porous border in the gotaways, and, the reports that we've got, at least 20 Hezbollah encampments within the boundaries of the United States, not those red lights, but it could be, Christian universities and other conservative institutions are the red lights.
Well, if you really want red lights, go to virtually any Ivy League campus and you'll see the red lights flashing everywhere. And it's based in the Muslim Student Union organizations that are attacking Jews on campus on a daily basis.
Exactly.
You want red lights. Those are red lights. But to me, but I'm not sure that our intel institutions view red lights the same way you and I do. And that's the other piece of this, that they never define what that means. And as a result, they scare you with, oh, there's red lights, and we know that's legit. And yeah, there's lots of problems. We got lots of bad guys who've fled in the country, whether it be Hezbollah, Chinese activists who are, or cartel people who are running the drugs and selling fentanyl and killing our people. Those are all red lights. But this administration, the current administration, doesn't view any of those red lights. They view MAGA Republicans as being the threat to America. Joe Biden said it multiple times, and as a result, you have to believe what he says, and you have to believe those who report to him are following those directions.
Exactly.
That's what you have to know. You have to believe that's true.
Yeah, and forget about the fact that President Biden seems to be MIA regarding these university protests, along with campus leadership. I mean, where are they at? You know, you bring that up right now. This is out of hand. You know what's happening. They don't know how to manage this issue.
He doesn't know, but I will tell you what. I'm old enough. I was young, very young, but and you'll remember this. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan became governor of California in 1966. There were protests on campus, anti-war protests on campuses. They were shutting down places like San Francisco State University. The president of San Francisco State University was a guy named S.I. Hayakawa. He basically rounded up all the people who were shutting down the university, threw them out, kicked them off campus, kicked them out of school, and restored order on San Francisco State University. S.I. Hayakawa became a U.S. senator because of that. That's how you deal with it.
Exactly. Well, And of course, you know, you have that from practical experience, but the theorists are running the plantation again. And so everything, you know, we're recreating the wheel and having to make mistakes once again. At what expense, Rick?
Well, expense of student education is expensive of the safety of our people.
Exactly.
Expense of our basic acceptance that we will never again have Jewish people be fearful for their life because they're Jewish. That's what the expense is. It cannot be tolerated. We have to stop this. We have to put our foot down now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Rick Manning, he is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Take care. Bye-bye.
Chinese companies have flooded our country with illegal disposable vapes in youth-appealing flavors. Here's former Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Gil Kerlikowske.
Weak enforcement has enabled Chinese vape companies to flood store shelves with dangerous illegal vapes. We need federal officials to stop illegal vapes from entering the U.S. and we need local and state enforcement to take them off the shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah! Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plan starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
USA News Update. The first witness in the Trump hush money trial in New York explained to the jury Tuesday about how a news magazine can help kill a damaging story or scandal for someone. David Pecker once ran the National Enquirer and is accused of funneling payments through former President Trump's lawyer to kill a story about an alleged affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Political commentator Tucker Carlson is being blamed for stoking anti-Ukrainian sentiment against Western interests. That accusation from Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking to reporters Tuesday.
Who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin.
The Senate set to pass a sweeping foreign aid package that includes more than $60 billion in military assistance for Kyiv on a bipartisan basis. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. We're on standby for Mr. Bill Pasko, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director. A little bit of minor challenge in terms of, getting through to him. But, we have our ways to track down these folks. I mean, it's not just the FBI that may be empowered to do this. I mean, our stellar staff is on top of all this stuff to make sure that we get hold of our guest as needed. And so, I'm just sending him a little text message here so he can get us. We got him. Okay, he is, just like that. You see, he can run, but you can't hide, Bill Pasko.
You can never run or hide. This is Washington, where everybody is decrepit. They've been here so long. That's why we need term limits.
Yeah, you're often reminded of that, quite quickly, right? You see some of these talking heads and the leadership talking, and you just go, wait, how long has he been? He's not retired yet. I mean, it's like everybody's got a tenured position there. Whether you go through the pomp and circumstance of an election, it matters so little. It's just, hey, look, they've been there. They know where to park, and they've got all the benefits of it. So why give that up, right?
Well, the greatest example of that, Bill, is the House Democratic Party leadership, where you had the top three leaders, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburn, literally won their elections for the leadership in January of 2003. Following the 2002 midterm elections, and the three of them stayed the top three Democratic Party leaders until 2023, literally 20 years later. 20 years, you had three people at the top of the Democratic organization, and it made no difference whether the Democratic Party maintained control of the House in the majority or whether they went into the minority. For 20 years, those were the leaders, whether they controlled the House or didn't control the House. Those three could not be dislodged. It took basically a nuclear explosion. It took the threat of a revolt by the younger members to get Nancy Pelosi to agree to step down as leader after they lost the election in 2022. It's a remarkable thing. Truly remarkable thing.
Well, and this is the thing. You got to give the leadership, because this is part of the DNA of the Democratic Party, is they know how to hang together. They've been in lockstep, and they've been a powerful political force. And, give them credit for being able to do that. I mean, maybe they could teach the Republicans a thing or two. Republicans seem to want to ignore that, though. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's a difference in the DNA between a young up and coming. Let's say you're in high school or college and you've got an interest in politics, or you're a smart young person. If you're a Democrat, you believe that it's in your DNA to believe that government is a force for good, that government can make people's lives better. And very early on, if there's an opening for the state legislature or the city council, some lower level position, you'll have five or six different Democrats trying to get that spot because they know that's the stepping stone to a career that could end them up in Washington. If you're a young conservative, on the other hand, coming out of high school or coming out of college and you're looking to advance yourself, you don't believe government is a force for good. You believe, for the most part, you believe government is a nuisance to be put up with. As my friend Grover Norquist likes to say, we'd like to get it small enough to the point where we could strangle it in a bathtub. We're never going to get government that small. But if you're a young conservative, you don't think about going into the government. You think about going into business. You want to make some money. You want to start a family. You want to raise some kids. And you want to live your life. So it doesn't occur to you to go into government. So the people that we end up, that our side ends up having in government, typically come after they've had some success in the private sector. That means that they've learned what it's like to sign the front of a paycheck, not just the back of a paycheck.
When you have that
responsibility, it gives you a different appreciation, a different view of what government does and how government isn't just necessarily a force for good. It is also a nuisance to an awful lot of people.
And so the
practice of politics, the Democrats, I tip my hat to them all the time. They understand better than Republicans do what is necessary to maintain discipline. Stop and think for a second. If Nancy Pelosi had been the leader of the Democrat Party with a five-vote majority, you never would have seen a motion to vacate entered against her. You never would have seen her lose a fight on a rules vote. It just wouldn't have happened. Oh, wait, she just did have a five-vote majority. The last time Democrats were in control, from 2021 to 2023, the Democrats had a very small five-vote majority. You didn't see any attempts to throw her overboard. You didn't see any lost rules votes. Because they understood better than Republican leadership understands how to maintain party discipline from the inside. And that's simply, in my view, that is simply a result of the fact that Democrats long for political power from the crib. They are born into it. They want to learn about it. They want to learn how to practice it, how to maintain it, how to get it. And Republicans just don't. We are amateurs compared to Democrats at the practice of politics.
These are great points, Bill, and that's exactly the divide there between the two parties and why, even though the Democratic Party, whatever policies they do pass, have proven to be, so injurious. Where we are right now, this is all driven by the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. It's not just Joe Biden. And this is why this next election should be a total indictment on those. And I would dare say even those Republicans who went along and violated, our Constitution, our freedoms, and put America in the position that it's in right now. I mean, to me, there should be a lot of accountability in this upcoming election, and it should, if anything, it should be bipartisan, because there's plenty of bipartisan accountability and guilt that should be associated with where America is right now, you know, from the open borders to our national security, you know, our standing internationally. Ukraine, just go right on down the line. I mean, because it hasn't, yes, the Democrats have been lockstep and they have been faithful to, as you say, to their mission. But you've also got Republicans who have, are squishy and they've compromised and put at risk our liberties.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. The good news is that we have a document, the Constitution of the United States, that guarantees that we will have regular elections. Elections are the means that the Constitution gives us to hold those people accountable. Remember, they work for us. We have the opportunity.
Supposedly they work for us, see, but if we the people don't hold them accountable, see, it starts with we the people.
That's exactly That's exactly where I was going. It is our job. They work for us, but only to the extent that we remind them that they work for us. And every now and then, every 2 years, we're given the opportunity to fire everybody in the government. Now, here's the problem. Here's the dirty little problem. If you made me king for a day and gave me the opportunity to make two changes in the American government, I always have to say two because there's one change that I think that we could all agree on that we can never get through politically. But if we could make this one change, it would vastly benefit everybody, and that is if we could allow for school choice, and particularly school choice in the inner cities, where we've lost the last two generations of young black people who simply have been denied the education that is their birthright. If we could make that change, we would all be a lot better off. But the second change that we need to make is we need to find a way to overcome the power of the gerrymander. Because we have the opportunity to vote on 435 seats in the House every 2 years. But guess what? 375 of them, they're not going to change hands. They're either red seats or they're blue seats. And that means that those people, the people representing those 375 districts, they are out of touch. They are out of reach. We cannot change them. So we need to find a way to get rid of gerrymandering to make the House of Representatives once again accountable to the people and make it so that voters are choosing their representatives instead of representatives choosing their voters, because that's the way, that's the system we have now.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent point. Bill Pascoe, thank you so much for being with us. Bill is the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's Man in Washington.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Nothing is everything.
With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Back with you. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Eric Rourke, the Director of Research with Numbers USA, joins us now. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. You want to talk about, and I think this is important to understand, is we're, there's so much happening at the borders. Talk about moving parts. And you're bringing up something here that heretofore most people aren't really paying attention. And this is, you know, the processing of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans, this program that is allowing foreign nationals, of any nationality for that matter, who have temporary authorization to remain in the United States, such as on parole, and they have the ability to sponsor other foreign nationals to come to the U.S. on parole. I mean, this is kind of goofy. It may sound kind of complex on its face, but break it down for us. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, they have the ability, but so do people who aren't from those countries, as mm-hmm. long as they're sponsoring people who are coming from those countries. And you mentioned Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, what the administration says, the CHNB parole program. And this president, any president, does have the authority to parole people in for humanitarian purposes. And I think we've probably mm-hmm. talked about this before. You know, you need an operation in the United States not available to you in your country, or let's say you have a relative that passes away, you need to deal with their estate, or you could be a witness in a trial. So you'll be mm-hmm. paroled in. You won't be admitted. You'll be paroled in for a short period of time, and then you return mm-hmm. home. What right. this president has done is abused that authority and set it up on a countrywide basis. So if you're from one of these countries, you apply and they parole you in and they give you a work permit. And I think that's really what they're after here, is to try to get people to really circumvent the employment caps mm-hmm. to get people right. in here to work. And so they've also set up, and what we're seeing is basically a shadow immigration system here, where there's not authorization in the law for this. So let's say you don't even have to be a legal resident or in the country lawfully to sponsor someone to come in to the United States from these countries. So you sponsor them, and also NGOs. So in effect, taxpayer money is going to sponsor people as well. And so, you know, when you sponsor someone, basically you're saying I'm responsible for their any financial burden that they cause
exactly.
to the state
right.
or the federal government. But they don't enforce that when it comes to legal immigration. And I would be very surprised and shocked if they were to do that when it comes to this program they set up.
You mean they don't enforce it for illegal? Legal immigration, you're held accountable according to legal immigration, right? But illegal immigration It's you got a blank check.
Well, by law, yes. Sponsors who sponsor a legal immigrant are supposed to pick up any costs. Let's say an immigrant goes on welfare, or they, you know, mm-hmm. they cost the federal government or state money. Right. The federal government does not enforce that. Sponsors, the CBO, the Inspector General, I should say, mm-hmm. Did in a report, and basically they said if you are going to have a law on the books and you don't enforce it, then the law is meaningless. And they were talking about the sponsor, the law about sponsorship. It's right, simply, right, and mm-hmm. that's another problem. So they're not enforcing things that are on the books, plus they're also making up new programs which aren't in the law at all. And that's right. what this CHMV parole program is, that people are sponsoring to circumvent caps and laws and limits set in place, and there's simply no authority for this. And the sad thing is, and we saw this on Saturday with the vote, Congress is doing nothing to stop this from happening.
Exactly. This is amazing. I mean, this seems so egregious and obvious, Eric. Why is it that they would do nothing? Because nobody's going to hold them accountable, or or is it just like all the pomp and circumstance we just went through with FISA? Right, they're all beating their chest. It's such an awful thing, and then they end up approving FISA at the end of the day. But everybody got their 15, you know, minute sound bites that they could use in their campaigns coming up. And they're happy. And the wheels on the bus just keep going round and round, so to speak. Right.
That's true. And it is causing a divide within the Republican Party when you have, because the explicit promise by Speaker Johnson was there will be no additional Ukraine funding without mm-hmm. tying it to border security. I mean, he said this right. publicly, repeatedly. He said, this is his words, border security is the hill that we will die on, speaking about right. the House GOP. And then when it right. came time to pass the Ukraine bill, there's no border security provisions in there whatsoever. And that's the question you asked is the big question, why? And that's something maybe Speaker Johnson doesn't think he'll be held accountable. Maybe he doesn't think that he can survive his speakership. You know, we don't know who's going to control the House, which party next after the 2024 election. Or he's thinking, well, there's enough people against me, I can't keep it, so I'm just going to, you know, make my donors happy. I don't know the answer to that, but it's certainly a gut punch.
Yeah, without a doubt, because, I mean, for all that we've been, you know, yelling about since Joe Biden took over the Oval Office, it's just that Joe Biden's continued, to break the law, literally break the law, and really do. I mean, if Barack Obama was offering the fundamental transformation America, Joe Biden has picked it up from there and has taken it to its next chapter.
That's true. And, you know, we sometimes, it's kind of funny, we look back at the Obama administration and say, things weren't so bad then. But it's relative, right? I mean, right. the Obama administration, when they had a border surge, they did take some steps in order to stop it because of the political ramifications. The Biden administration, just once we had a border surge, and you know, basically they turned it up to 11, right?
Right, exactly.
They've done yeah. nothing except encourage more of it. And, you know, it's the number one issue for a reason. But, you know, how are you going to get voters to turn out when the alternative party doesn't offer an alternative solution?
Right, exactly. Well, plus what's happened is, give them credit for it or whatever you want to do. But the Biden administration has worn out the electorate, you know, with all the law breaking that's going on and what they've been able to, you know, let's just forgive everybody's tuition debt. And I'm going, OK, why stop there? Why don't you just forgive everybody's credit card debt? You know, we're $1.5 trillion of credit card debt brought to you in large measure recently by these policies that have been enacted, you know, by the Democratic Party, by Joe Biden. So, hey, forgive our credit card debt. Why not?
That's a good point. And, you know, when you think about people who are coming into the country, and we make the point, I made it on your show before, most people mm-hmm. are coming in to work, but they're breaking the law in many cases. And we expect anyone who comes to this country, we expect everyone who's in this country to follow the law. But if you send a signal to people that you can come in and break our laws, and we are not mm-hmm. only let you get away with it, we will reward you, you're going to incentivize that behavior. And that's what we're seeing. We can't expect people to come into a country and you know, expect to follow the law when no one is making them do so. You know, the president of the United States is saying, don't worry about it. And if you stay here long enough, not only will we let you work illegally, we're going to eventually somehow get you permanent residence.
Yeah, that's the hope. But meanwhile, you're going to have to get through, some sort of, crucible here, because you didn't cross the border in liberty. First of all, you broke the law. Secondarily, you're attached to cartels, so you're beholden to the cartel, and you've got to pay that debt. So something is going to, converge here, Eric, that's going to be quite dangerous. And that is that you've got all these millions of people who came here to work, that want to provide for their families. But in a sense, they've been pre-taxed. There's a bounty on them, and this indentured servitude agreement that they've entered into, that they were compelled to enter into, is holding over their head like Damocles' shield, sword. And I think at some point you're going to get people that are going to be so frustrated with this whole deal and realize that America and Joe Biden did them no favors whatsoever, but put them in a cattle trough and shuffled them in here and put them into the ranks of modern slaves.
And you make the point about cartels a lot, and that it's important because it doesn't get enough coverage in what we could call the mainstream or legacy media. A lot of it is about the poor immigrants coming over, and relative to the United States, are coming from poor countries. But while this is happening, the cartels are getting richer, more powerful, and they're exerting more power in our country. I mean, they control our southern border, and they're making inroads. And, the media doesn't seem to be very concerned about it. Certainly, Secretary Mayorkas doesn't seem to care. And the President of the United States is oblivious, to him, this is just the consequence of opening up the border, an acceptable consequence. And it's not acceptable to American people. And you're right. There's going to be some hard times coming if we don't get this sorted out.
Well, and the thing is, see, you get Christopher Wray, coming up to the Hill and telling them that the red lights of danger are flashing. And most of us look at that and when we see this, we look to the southern border, because we've had experience. For those of us who lived through 9/11, we've had experience with terrorists coming into the homeland. And here we are wide open. We've got hundreds, if not thousands, of terrorist gotaways that we don't, even the FBI says, hey, they're on the list. They're here. We don't know where. All kinds of reports. And it only took 19 terrorists to create all the damage they did in 2001. And we've got, 10 times the number, maybe 20 times the number of terrorists in the United States right now. And especially with all that's happening around the world with in the Middle East with Hamas. And then we've got university students rioting over Palestine. It's not a good formula, Eric. There is danger all around, right? So the red lights are flashing. But I'm just kind of curious. We were talking with Rick Manning earlier, is if the red lights that we see are the same red lights that Christopher Wray is seeing, because this weaponized government, the red lights they see are red lights that come out of anything that's conservative or Christian, not the real danger that most of us would think, are the ones that are driving red lights. Just a thought,
Well, yeah, it's very frustrating, and, we got to keep the fight up. So
that's, amen.
We can keep fighting or give up, and we're not going to give up.
You got it. And thank you so much for coming on the show. Eric Rourke, Director of Research and Public Relations for Numbers USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you know some?